平安，
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
好不好？我们再次跟你的左右邻居啊握手问安。
Shall we look around you and shake hands?
我们一起祷告。
Now let's look up to the Lord again.
父神，我们再次来到你面前。
Father, we come to you again.
我们要寻求你的心意。
We are seeking your will.
我们求主你的灵带领我们进入真理。
May your spirit lead us into the truth.
教导我们应当如何行来讨你的喜悦。
Teach us how to do so that we can please you.
再次赐给我们有开通的人受教的心。
Give us an open ear and attentive heart.
我们乐意遵你的话语而行。
So that we are willing to follow your words.
祷告交托奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
在《生命记》看第十四期开始呢，有连载一个叫做巴特拉森他的一个文章。
In this magazine, the Life and Faith, there's a series of articles written by Mr. Bart Larson.
那这个文章名字叫做《天路寻踪》。
And the title of this article is The Footprint of a Pilgrim.
我想这是一本书它所揭露的。
I think this is an expert, those are expert, excerpts from a book.
因为呢，在文章的开始，那个作者这么写。
Because at the beginning, the author wrote this.
然后仅以这本书献给Justin.
That this book is dedicated to Justin.
这个是一个16岁的无神论者。
A 16 years old atheist.
那这个 Justin 呢，他是作者，他已经在他在精神病院做院牧的一位病人。
This boy Justin was one of the patients. In a psychiatric hospital when the author was the chaplain in that hospital.
我想他们可能是出去每次出去探访的时候是一个团队。
But I think that this author went out with a team to visit those patients.
所以一次在团队的工作结束之后。
So after one time the team visited several people.
The Justin 他找到这个作者他跟他说。
Justin approached the author and said,
然后巴特，你知不知道？
said, Bart, do you know that?
然后你们的团队有一个地方让我很不满意。
I'm quite dissatisfied with your team.
他说，是吗？
And Bart answered,
然后哪里让你不满意呢？
What do we do that make you unsatisfied?
那 Justin 呢，他说，因为你们使我开始思考人生。
And Justin said, because you guys got me started thinking about the meaning of life.
不久之后，这个孩子他出院了。
Soon after this, Justin was released from this psychiatric hospital.
结果，但是呢，没想到他跟有一次跟父亲他激烈的争吵。
Then he had a big fight with his father.
那他就到地下室，自杀。
And he committed suicide in his basement.
结束一个短短的人生。
Finish his short life.
作者听到这个消息，他悲从中来。
When the author heard this, he was full of sorrow.
所以他说他写这个，这本书献给我们身边那些的 Justin.
So he wrote this book and want to dedicate it to all those who are around us, like Justin.
那这个书也是要献给那个。苦苦在寻求人生意义的孩子。
Also dedicate this book to those teenagers who are looking for the meaning of life.
若是一个未信的人，他们仍在苦苦寻求人生的意义。
For those who are not believers, what are they looking for?
我们已信的人呢？已信的基督徒。那你是不是已经找到人生的意义呢
？And for those Christians, have you found the meaning of life?
若是有人问你说， 你做基督徒，你的人生观是什么？你会怎么回答呢？
If someone asks you, what is the meaning of life as a Christian, how would you answer?
我问大家一个问题。
How would you answer?
基督徒的人生是不是喜乐的人生？
Isn't a Christian's life be a joyful life?
是吗？
Isn't it?
是，还是不是？
Yes, no.
是我们也不能说不是，是不是？是，
嗯。We cannot say no, so we say yes.
那基督徒的人生是不是平安的人生
？Is a Christian's life a peaceful life?
是，是 ，OK。
Yes. Yeah,
可是问题就在这儿，难道我们身为基督徒，就是只有在追求喜乐，我们所谓的常常喜乐、常常喜乐而已吗
？Is our life as a Christian?Seeking after joy, constantly have joy.
难道我们基督徒所代表的就是在患难试炼当中，人家可以看到我们有平安而已吗
？Isn't that our life representing the type of life that you can have peace in trials and difficulties?
人活着究竟有什么意义
？What's the meaning of continue to live?
那基督徒活着又有什么意义？跟他们有什么区别
？And how is Christian's life different from those others？
也许我们可以说，在工作里头，我有找到的意义。
Some would say that I can find life, the meaning of life at work.
你认为我们所做的事情是有价值的
？You feel that the things you are doing is very valuable.
那些是值得你花时间，是付代价的。
Worthwhile for you to put into the efforts and time.
那可是，这就是你整个人生的意义吗？或者这是你一生活着的意义吗
？But is this the meaning of your whole life?
难道你就是只有为这一些而活吗
？Are you living for this purpose?
不晓得我们当中有多少人试着在圣经当中，我们去发掘这人生的目的。
I don't know how many of you had tried to find the meaning of life in the Bible.
我不晓得我们有没有深入思考过，那神要给你的人生目的又是什么
？How many of you have ever thought about deeply what is the purpose of life that God is given to you?
记得我们过去背过一个经文啊，那是在提摩太后书三章的十七节。
Maybe some of you have remembered that we try to remember or memorize this Second Timothy 3:17.
我不晓得多少人还记得。
How many of you can recite this phrase?
他说圣经都是神所默示的。
It says all Scripture is God breathed.
接着呢，于教训、督责、使人归正。教导人学义，都是有益的。
And is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
那还有呢？就到这里吗
？Is that the end of this sentence?
后面还有一句，他说要教属神的人得以完全。
Closing a sentence with, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
那预备。行各样的善事
，equipped for every good work。
那在这里，我们必须要特别强调一下。
So here I like to emphasize，
我们基督信仰里头行善呢，不是为了己。
That in Christian faith, doing good is not to accumulate your own merit or credit。
不是为了功，不是为了德
，not for your own good。
我们行善是为了神自己。
But for God，
那是一个我们爱神爱人的一个反应。
Because that's a natural response. If we love God, we will love people.
当我们在思考人生的意义、这个目的的时候，我们再稍微回想一下经文里头这几个重点。
So when we think about the meaning of life, let's recall several important things in those scriptures.
让我们注意这几个重点，这几个重点可能是你一生的一个转捩点。
Let's pay attention to those important points in the scripture, and it may become a turning point of your life.
首先，他告诉我们，我们是一个属神的人。
First, it says that we are of We belong to God.
你若是基督徒，你就是一个属神的人。
If you are a Christian, you belong to God.
那换句话说，属神的人表示我们不再是一个属世界的人，在追求世界的物欲。
It means that we no longer belong to this world and seeking after the material things of this world.
那我们不再是属于肉体血气，那受的肉体血气来控制左右。
And we are not under the control of our flesh.
一个属神的人是在耶稣基督的恩典跟知识上不断的追求长进。
And we continue to seeking advances of the understanding, the knowledge, and the grace.
一个属灵的人是在受圣灵的约束和管理来做神所喜悦的事情。
And the believers should be controlled and under the sovereignty of the Holy Spirit.
就我们回去有机会再看到加拉太书，你从第六章的第一节看到第十节。
If you have time, go back to read chapter 6, Galatians chapter 6, 1 through 10.
那个地方有让我们看到一个属灵人的一个特质。
Over there, we can see the characteristics of a spiritual person.
那一个属灵的人，他应该有一个温柔的心。
The person should have a tender heart.
那所谓温柔心，就是有一种了解、怜悯、一种体恤的心。
Have mercy, have passion.
他说用这样的心去挽回人的一个过犯。
And use this kind of heart to win over other people's.Iniquities.
很多时候我们挽回人的过犯，想去挽回人的过犯，挽不回来，是因为缺少这样一个温柔的心。
Many times we cannot win back the heart of those who maybe have sinned against us because we do not have a tender heart.
那第二个，那属灵的人应该懂得分担这个重担。
The second thing is to share the load.
那我们互为肢体。我们不是加重人在心里、在生活里的重担，而是跟他分担。
We are not adding more burden to others, but share their burden.
第三个，他告诉我们一个这个属灵的人，他懂得怎么敬重神的仆人。
The third one is to respect God's servants.
愿意跟这个神的仆人呢，教导者呢，分享一些好的、美好的这个事物。
Willing to share good things with God's servant who is teaching you.
那最后一个属灵人也懂得怎么乐意行善。
And last, knowing how to do good works.
我们是效法耶稣基督随时在行善。
Follow Jesus Christ, doing good at any moment.
这行善在耶稣他的自己的生活里头是跟他本身这个信仰是没有办法分割的。
Just like in Christ himself, doing good is not, cannot be separated from Christ.
所以假如我们是属神的人，我们是属灵的人，我们就要在这几个特质上继续来操练这个敬虔。
If we are of Christ and of the Holy Spirit, then we need to practice how to do good.
第二个。他告诉我们的经文里头告诉我们，我们必须预备好。
Second, the scripture teaches us that we need to be equipped.
那我们说先读这个圣经，圣经是教训、督责等等等等好处。那我们在真理上来装备好、预备好，这是我们行善的基础。
In other words, we need to have the foundation that is equipped on the truth.
让我们有智慧去分辨到底什么是神的心意。
So that we have the wisdom to discern what is the good will from God.
除了真理上预备好之外，我们也需要在心态上预备好。
And besides that, we need to be equipped on the truth. We also need to be equipped in our attitude.
是一种甘心乐意的奉献跟服事。
So that we are willing to do good, because we do have a submissive heart.
第三个，我们要在时间上预备好。
Number three, we need to be equipped.In terms of timing, time.
假如我们减少一些活动的安排
，we need to cut down a lot of other activities.
我们就可以预留一些的时间来行善
，so that we can reserve the time for doing good.
最后他告诉我们在行动上要预备好。
Lastly, on the actions, we also need to be prepared.
很多时候我们有圣灵的感动不是没有，可是我们消灭掉。
Many times we have the touch or the moving of the Holy Spirit, but however we let it diminish.
所以当我们有圣灵感动的时候，我们就要立即行动。
So whenever we were touched by the Holy Spirit, we should have the action immediately.
我们要是没有预备好的话，我们就没有办法去行这个善。
If we are not equipped and prepared, we cannot do good.
我发现这是一个观察而已，这不是一个那个数据的调查，这观察。
And according to my own observation,
很像西方人在美国教会这一义工的尾声。
The commitment from the volunteers in the American church.
我觉得这是值得我们华人教会来学习的。
I think we Chinese church can learn from them.
他们教会有很多不同的事工服事的机会。
There are many programs for them to do good.
当然不是每一个人，但是里头有很多人，这个比例上来说，有很多人他们是从年轻服侍到年老。
I cannot say for everyone, but I would say that according to my observation, many of them do the volunteer work from young to old.
我相信那个不是只是一时情感的这个激动呢，所参与的服侍。
So it was not prompted by emotion, short-term emotional.Reaction.
那是在各方面他们预备好，所以投入这样的一个服事。
But rather, it's because they are preparing themselves.
到年老还是甘心乐意的服事。
Even to an old age, they are willing and have joy to serve.
我记得在南边那个 First Baptist Church 的地方，有一个，他们有 Awana 的活动。我还记得有一个人是坐着轮椅的，一个。服侍的人，他是坐着轮椅来的。
I remember once I went to a church in the southern part of the city, and I saw a brother sitting on his wheelchair to serve. An Awana program.
然后说那个在他这样服侍已经服侍了30多年。
And he had done that for more than 30 years.
求神帮助我们，我们也预备好要服侍神。
May the Lord help us so that we can serve Him.
我们能够行各样的善事
，so that we can do all kinds of good things.
这是经文里头他告诉我们的。
This is from the scriptures teaching.
所谓各样的善事呢？我们必须了解一些事情。
All kinds of good things. First, we need to understand this.
没有错，有一些特定的侍奉，我们需要恩赐来配搭，才会有果效。
It's true that some particular service activities need to be compatible with the gifts.
但是我们不要被恩赐来限定我们行善的一个范围。
But we should not be restricted by our gifts in terms of the scopes of doing good.
那行善首先是我们要献上自己做一个活祭。
Doing good means that first we have to dedicate it, offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我们愿意为主来使用。
We are willing to be used by the Lord.
至于所以我们 要做什么事情呢？这不是根据我们个人的喜好。
As for what things should we do, it should not depend on our own preference.
那乃是根据神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
But rather should be from the calling of God's good, pleasing, and perfect will.
这是罗马书12:1-2那个地方告诉我们的。
And that was from a book of Romans, chapter 12:1-2.
我不知道我们多少人有养成这个问神的习惯。
I wonder how many of us have developed this habit of asking God.
很多时候你有问题，你会去找人，但是不晓得我们有没有问神。
Many times when we have problem, we seek advice from people first rather than from God.
许多人在行善的时候，我要先看一看这个内容、这个项目，好像在看那个 menu 一样，我们看看有没有这个兴趣。
Many times we want to do good, but we want to look at the menu. We want to see the contents.
我不晓得多少人会向神来问说：“主啊，你要我做什么？”
But how many times we ask the Lord, saying, "Oh Lord, what do you want me to do?"
或者我们就将自己摆在神面前说：“主啊，我在这里，请你差遣我。”
Or we tell the Lord, "Lord, I'm here. Just send me."
我相信今天圣经告诉我们要行各样的善事。
I believe today that Bible teaches to do all kinds of good things.
这并不是要要求你要行所有的善事。
It doesn't mean that you have to do everything.
但是有这种各样不同的善事是需要你的。
But there are so many things that need you.
啊，那些也是你可以行的。
And though many of them you can do.
啊，你会这样去看去想吗
？Can you think and look at this way?
教会里头有许多事工是弟兄姊妹主动想到的，他们主动想到，然后他们问说：“我可以做这个吗？我可以做那个吗
？”I also found many things in the church that brothers and sisters they discover that and they ask me.Can I do it?
啊，这些事情让我感动。
Those really touched me.
我相信，当我们行善的目标明确、正确，我们的生活就会有意义。
I believe that if we have an accurate, clear goal, of doing good, then our life will have meaning.
人生短短的。
Life is short.
圣经告诉我们要爱惜光阴。
Bible says that you should treasure time.
巴不得我们能够赶快确定我们人生的目标。
Therefore, I would like to encourage you to develop the goal of your life.
那在圣经里头找到一个正确人生目标。
To find the right, goals of your life.
说真的，人生好过歹过都会过。
To be honest, that this life passes quickly, whether you have a goal or not.
你过几百万的生活也好。
Whether you are wealthy.
你过几千块的生活，还是这样过
have a thrifty life.
啊，关键是你是不是有过一个有意义、有价值、有永恒价值的一个人生。
The key is that whether you have a meaningful life, whether your life has an eternal value.
啊，是不是那个能够满足你、让你不遗憾的一个人生
？Is your life fully satisfied and has no regret?
啊，不久前我看到一个。哦，才知道一个消息，是在奥运的时间吧。
Not long ago, I heard a news, and it's around the time of Olympics.
那可能更早，抱歉，我这时间。
Or maybe even sooner, earlier than that.
就是在台湾不是在台湾，在中国有一个很有钱的一个年轻，应该算中年人，41岁而已。
In China, there's such a wealthy person, only 41 years old.
很像，据估计有300亿的人民币。
Estimated has $30 billion Chinese yuan.
那多少人羡慕这样的一个生活
？So he must be the target of many envy.
结果呢，也是自杀了。
But he committed suicide.
我们会不会有一种抱憾终身的这样的一个结果呢
？Isn't that a regretful life？
相信今天神呼召我们。
The Lord has called us today。
我们成为一个基督徒。
That we become a Christian。
神是要我们过一个有意义的人生。
The Lord wants us to have a meaningful life。
所以今天在加拉太书的第六章第九节、第十节那边特别告诉我们。
Therefore, in today's scripture we read。
我们行善不可丧志。
That let us not become weary in doing good.
若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
For at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
所以有了机会，就当向众人行善。
Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people.
那个丧志的意思就是厌烦、疲倦。
Become weary means that we are tired. We are tired of it.
我说不想做了。
We don't want to do it anymore.
那灰心的意思呢，是有那种松懈。
And frustrated means that you let down, you let down all the guards.
软弱。
We become weak.
有时候是心情沮丧。
And you feel a lot of frustration.
你们他说我们不可丧志。
Therefore, the scripture encourages let us not become weary.
若不灰心，不软弱，我们到时候就要收成。
At the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
他说有了机会。
Take opportunities.
到底什么是机会
？So, what is opportunity?
我已经忘了在哪一个文章看过这么一个描述。
I forgot from where I found this description.
在模糊记忆里面，好像是说机会，好像一个你跑在一个没有头发的理光头的人的后面。
Catching an opportunity is just like you are running behind a person who is bald.
你怎么样都抓不到他。
However effort you want, you cannot catch that person.
他说那个叫机会。
That means that's opportunity.
那你何时？那在这就好像这个传道书里头，他告诉我们，传道书第九章第十一节那边跟我们讲的。
It's like Ecclesiastes chapter 9:11.
他说你所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会。
Chapter 9:11. It says, that those four, but time and chance happen to them all.
你在什么时候，在什么地方，你碰到什么人呢？那个是机会。
Whenever time and place you encounter someone, and that is opportunity.
我不晓得你会不会觉得说，哎呀，倒霉，怎么又碰到他？
Maybe you feel, oh, how come it's so unlucky that I meet this person again?
你在哪一个地方，在什么时候，你碰到什么样的事情，那是一个机会。
Whenever, whatever, you meet this person, that is an opportunity.
他说，所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会。
So scripture says, but time and chance happen to them all.
就在那个时候，你要不抓住他的话，他就跑走了。
At that moment, if you don't grab him, he will flee.
你想要再追都追不到。
And you cannot catch him anymore.
前几天又听到一个见证，一个人就是讲到，他在校园里遇到一个同学。
The other day I heard a testimony that this person met another student.
那个同学跟他讲说，最近心情不是很好，很烦躁不安。
The student friend told him that he's pretty frustrated and weary.
那就他就邀他来小组。
So this person invited him to the fellowship group.
那个就是一个机会。
And that is an opportunity.
很多时候我们可能平时只有留意我们手边的做的工作。
Many times we pay so much attention to all those things that we want to do around us.
我们很少我们很特别注意到家里面的事情。
We pay attention to our own affairs in our house.
所以除了这些之外，我们没有看到其他有什么样的机会。
We don't pay much attention to opportunities surrounding us.
记得在昨天的查经，在一个小组里头查经的时候，我们查到约翰福音里面讲到一个患病38年，在一个池子旁边等的医治的人。
Yesterday in a fellowship Bible study, we referred to the scripture talking about this paralyzed person. He had paralyzed for 38 years.
当我们在讨论的时候，我们想一个问题，有人提一个问题说，为什么呢？这38年都没有人来帮助他。
So we were discussing, in our discussion, one question was raised. How come this sick person had not got any help in the past 38 years?
说实在没有答案。
There was no answer.
可能就是因为太忙了，身边的人可能太忙了。
Because everybody is busy with their own stuff.
假如我们愿意，我们放眼看。
If we are willing, and if we want to look around us,
其实我们有很多行善的机会。
There are plenty of opportunities for us to do good.
就拿我们的教会来说。
Just take our church as an example.
当我们在说传福音的时候。
When we talk about spreading the gospel.
当我们说领人归主的时候。
About leading people to Christ.
当我们说怎么样建造一个这个和谐的这个神的家的时候。
Or how to build a unified house of the Lord.
我们发现太多事情我们可以做。
We found that so many things we can do.
很多人需要车子接送去买菜聚会。
Many people need rides to buy food or come to the meetings.
有的人需要协助你协助去找工作。
Some need help to find a job.
肯定有线索可以介绍给他。
If you have clues, you can introduce to them.
有人可能在临时情况下需要分担一些家务事。
Or in some special circumstances, they need help at their home.
有人特别是处在一个软弱的情况，需要人祷告跟他坚固信心。
Some may be weak in a certain time interval, and that need help, that need prayers. to strengthen their faith.
另外社区里头有一些新朋友我们可以去探访。
There are many new friends in the society that we can go visit them.
有一些人是行动不便没有办法来教会的，我们也可以去看他。
And some may be handicapped or bothered by illness that cannot come to church.
有的人很这个消息非常灵通，在哪里可以买到什么好的东西，又便宜又好。
Some are very resourceful in terms of the information that they can provide to where can you find good deals.
你可以提供这些的资讯给那些有需要的人。
You can provide those information to those who need it.
你也可以善用你自己的才能专业来帮助那些有需要的。
Or you can use your talent or special job training to help those people.
总之有许许多多这种行善的机会。
In summary, we have abundant of opportunities.
加拉太书六章十节呢，告诉我，所以有了机会。
Therefore, Galatians 6:10 says, "As we have opportunity."
什么叫有了机会
？What does that mean? We have opportunity.
在箴言书三章二十七节那边告诉我是有了机会，是指我们有行善的力量的时候，我们别人有这个需要的时候，我们就要给他，我们不可推迟。
In Proverbs 3:27, it says, "Do not withhold good from those who deserve it."When it is in your power to act.
但这不是一个定规。
This is not a rule.
你不要跟手中的力量来衡量，你要行了善。
You have to evaluate your own strengths.
我说你不要。不要看这个手中的力量来决定说你要行什么善。
You should not evaluate according to what you can do.
假如我们看到这个哥林多后书第八章一到六节那边马其顿这个教会就是一个很好的例子。
If we look into Second Corinthians chapter 8, okay, about the church in Macedonia.
保罗他跟我们介绍这个教会是什么一个情况。
Paul was give us an introduction about this church in Macedonia.
然后那个教会是在患难中受大试炼的时候，他们有满足的喜乐，满足的快乐。
This church is in the most severe trial, but overflowed with joy.
他们是在极穷的时候呢，还格外显出这个乐捐的和这个厚恩。
They are in extreme poverty, but welled up in rich.Generosity.
这保罗他见证当中，他们是按着力量，而且是过了力量。
Paul said, "For I testify that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability."
那他们自己甘心乐意的来捐助。
They are so willing to contribute.
他不断这样，他告诉我们是再三的求，拜托你给我帮，让我帮助他。
Then even plead fervently to Paul that they want to help.
他们是照着，不单是照着人所想望，更是照着神的旨意。
Now they do this, following God's will.
他们知道这是神的心意。
Because they know this is God's heart.
他们就先把自己献给主。
So they offer themselves to God first.
他们行这个善。
They did good works.
来帮助哥林多教会来建立这个开办的慈会的事情。
So they even participated and contributed to the social social of the Corinthian church, the social I forgot the word charity.
所以我们讲到这个有行善的这个机会，到底我们有没有这个行善的机会？
So let's look around. Do we have such opportunities of do good?
我相信这行善的机会是委身基督来的。
And I believe those kind of opportunities come from the dedication and commitment to Christ.
这样的机会是我们积极去寻找来的。
Those opportunities can be found if you seek actively.
这样的机会是我们很多时候是特意安排来的。
Some are even particularly arranged.
你说那我实在是不想哎，可不可以
？Maybe you will say, you were thinking, what if I don't want that?
我实在是没有兴趣哎。
What if I'm not really interested?
可以吗
？Can it?
可以吗
？Can it?
有答案吗 圣经有答案吗？
Does the Bible have the answer to this?
有。
Yes.
当然我们可以说不。
Yes, we can say no.
可是圣经告诉我们，要是我们知道而不行，就是一个罪。
But the Bible tells us that if you know, you know the good, but do not do it, you sin.
在哪里？在雅各书四章的十七节。
It's in James chapter 4:17.
当然，我讲这个话，我们要确定一件事情。
When I said this, we need to be sure.
的行善是圣灵的工作。
That doing good is the work of Holy Spirit.
我们不是用这个真理向人来施加这个压力。
We should not use this truth to pressure others.
那我只是把这真理带出来，让我们知道哦，原来圣经是这样告诉我们的。
We want to see this truth because the Bible says this way.
原来神有这么说的。
Because God has said.
当人听见这些的真理之后
，So when people hear the truth,
就让圣灵来光照。
We let the Holy Spirit shine upon them.
让圣灵在人的心中来做这样感动的工
，and work in their hearts.
以致我们产生一种的动机，要愿意去行善。
That the Holy Spirit motivates them to do good.
那才是正确的。
That is the correct way.
然后讲到行善的人生。
So when we talk about a life of doing good,
除了我们要把握这机会之外
besides that, in addition to find the right target,
我们还要把握这个对象
find the opportunity, but we also need to find the target.
经文里头告诉我们有两种对象
the scripture told us there are two kinds of objects or targets.
一个是向众人
one is to all people，
也就是这里没有再分主内主外的，只要有问题的，只要有需要的，这都是对象。
All people, as long as they have the needs。
另外是向信徒的一家。
But the other is to the believers。
那他说这是更当，也就是这是一个优先的次序。
It says this is especially more. You should pay more attention. Priority。
神要信徒弟兄姊妹先在神的家里学习怎么样彼此相爱。
Because God wants believers to love one another within the house of the Lord.
神要我们先在这神的家里有一个这个美好的见证。
The Lord wants us to have to bear good testimonies in His house first.
但是我们不要混淆。
So that we should not be confused.
这不是叫你不要去管你的亲人。
It doesn't mean that we should abandon or don't care about our own household or relatives.
假如你们家中有未信的
，If you have the unbelievers in your household,
他们有需要
，and they have the need,
你要行善，坐在他们身上
，and you should do good on them.
因为圣经告诉我们，人若不看顾亲属，就是悖道，这比不信的人还不好。
Because the scripture says, if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
那你不看顾自己家里的人，他说更是如此。
If you do not, if someone deny the faith and do not help his immediate family, it's worse than an unbeliever.
那这只是要告诉我们说，我们的对象其实不是只有主内的人，我们彼此的这个相爱，我们彼此的帮助而已，不是，还有包括主外的。
We should love one another, whether they are brothers and sisters in Christ or outsiders.
那中间还是有一个先后次序的分别。
But rather, there's a priority.
总之，我们要讲人的需要，就是我们的一个首要工作事工的那个首要。
In summary.The need of people is the need of our work.
不久前在网页上看到一个短短的文章，我想它是参考着马太福音写来的。
While ago, I read this on a website. I believe this is following or revised after the Gospel of Mark.
他说我饿了呢，你组织人道协会来讨论我的饥饿。
He says, when I'm hungry, you organize the Humanity Association to discuss my hunger.
等到我入狱了，那你悄悄地到教堂为我做一个释放的祷告。
When I am in jail, you pray in church for my release.
等我置身的时候，你的心里议论我的外表是不是不道德。
When I am naked, your heart was debating whether my outlook my outlook is immoral.
我生病的时候，你跪下来感谢神赐你健康。
When I'm sick, you kneel down and pray, praise the Lord that you are healthy.
当我流离的时候，你向我传讲神的爱可以成为我灵里的一个硬币。
When I had no place to go, you told me that God's love can become the coverage of my soul.
当我寂寞的时候，你离开我去为我祷告。
When I am lonely, you departed from me and prayed for me.
你似乎极其神圣，与神。
It seems that you are so sacred.
你与神非常的亲近。
You are so close to God.
但是我仍旧非常的饥饿。
But I'm still very hungry.
寂寞。
Lonely.
寒冷。
And cold.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
做好的事情。
Doing the right thing.
做对的事情。
Doing the good thing.
这是讨神的喜悦。
These are all pleasing to the Lord.
假如我们真的是这样做的时候，人生的意义就会显出来的。
If we do those, we will find the meaning of life.
其实神对基督徒的心意不是独善其身。
God's will toward believers is not just take care of ourselves.
在马太福音刚刚那个人写那段，我说他可能是从马太福音那个地方在写过来的哈。在马太福音25章那边告诉我们。
In Matthew chapter 25, I believe that's what this paragraph on the web was following after.
对信主的人来讲，我们特别要留意。
To believers, we need to pay special attention.
他说在审判的日子将按个人所行的来报应。
That we will be judged on the day of judgment.
基督徒人生应该是一个行善的人生。
The life of a Christian should be a life of doing good.
然后不要丧志，不可丧志。
And do not lose your heart.
我们再一次思考这个问题的时候。
So when we think about this question,
我们要问问到底是什么事情在左右我们的服事。
We should ask, what are the things that are affecting or influence our service?
到底有什么事情在拦阻你我在行善？
What are the roadblocks that prevent us from doing good?
我们真是没有时间吗？
Do we really don't have time?
我们真是没有看到机会吗？
Do we really didn't see any opportunity?
求神开我们属灵的眼。
May the Lord open our eyes.
凡在神十字架前领受恩典的人。
For those who have received the grace from the cross.
在希伯来书第十章二十四节那边告诉我们。
In Hebrew 10:24 it says.
他说我们要彼此相爱。
And let us consider how we may spur one another.
要激发爱心。
On toward love and good deeds.
要勉励行善。
To have good deeds.
巴不得这行善能够成为我们基督徒一个人生的目标。
Let us do good deeds and let that become the purpose of our life.
说坦白的。
To be honest.
行善不是一件容易的事。
It's not easy to do good.
不是不会丧志。
And sometimes you do feel weary.
不是不会灰心。
Or frustrated.
我们就求神的爱不断在我们当中来焚烧，神的灵不断在我们里头焚烧。
May the Lord, may the Holy Spirit continue to burn within us.
神不断来激励我们行这个善。
Encourage us to continue on doing good.
好吧，我们来用圣诗来回应。我们看圣诗的558首。
Shall we use the hymn?
蓝本圣诗五百五十八。
Blue hymn book. 558.
主爱焚起在心。 要你注意这个英文的翻译，英文的那歌词的话，第一节我觉得它写的非常美。
558, if you pay attention to the English translation, the English is so beautiful.
求神的能力在我们软弱上来显得完全。蓝本558。我们从第一节开始来，真神之大权柄，在我困乏心灵，时刻有主保守，恩典源流不息，只有圣灵在先，一切归主管理。奇妙之爱花言在我心里焚烧，爱如火焰焚起在我困苦心灵，救主之爱如火焰在我心焚起，只有圣灵在心，荣耀全归主名，救主慈爱如火焰在我心焚起。第二节，在十架前跪下，俯伏施恩座前，乐意完全奉献，今日直到永远。救主为我代价，赐我美好性命，赐能我今夜献上，献福神的恩泉，爱如火焰焚起，在我困苦心灵，救主慈爱火花焰在我心焚起，只有圣灵在心，荣耀全归主名，救主慈爱若花焰让我心焚起，哦，无善心可取，唯靠救主应许，在主里蒙悦纳，主恩拯救到底，荣耀全归真神，哈利路亚同唱，主恩荣显彰，心灵火焰眺望，爱如火焰焚起，在我困苦心灵，救主慈爱若火焰在我心焚起，只有圣灵在心，荣耀全归主名，救主慈爱如火焰在我心焚起。我们祷告。阿爸父神，